I'm always fascinated by the power of an erotic voice to implant deep sexual triggers into a man's mind. The more pleasure these triggers give, the more of a slave you become. And the more of a slave you become, the more pleasure these triggers give, creating a cycle of lust and arousal that pulls on your mind and shapes you into the perfect pet. Usually you just listen and the voice gives pleasure. But today, you get to participate. Today, you are going to actively give yourself to me. Today, your pleasure will only come with true submission to me. I want you to relax now. Close your eyes and breathe deeply. Prepare your mind to follow me. Prepare your mind to submit to me. Imagine a chalkboard in front of you. In one hand, you hold a piece of white chalk, and in the other, an eraser. I want you to imagine yourself writing on the board the word tension. As you write, put all the tension from your day into each letter. See the letters in your mind and slowly begin to erase them with your other hand. Let the tension you put into them vanish along with the word on the board. As you move your eraser over each part, feel a sense of relaxation start to fill your muscles. Breathe. Now, I want you to write the word resist. Slowly, one letter at a time, resist. Stare deeply at the word on the board. Any hesitation you have to listening to my voice, any uncertainty, any resistance, I want you to focus it all onto the chalkboard. Anything that may hold you back, press into the letters on the board. Now erase the word and let it all go. As you erase each letter, feel your mind completely open up to my voice. Feel your subconscious lose any walls it had, and feel your mind grow eager with anticipation for what is about to come. Breathe. Let your mind match the blank chalkboard before you. Let your mind be empty and void of thought, allowing only my words and my commands to be the focus of your conscious energy. Now, I want you to write my name on the board. Write, Mistress. Step back from the board and look at it. In a little while, I'm going to tell you to say my name. You are not allowed to say it until I tell you to. When you say it, you will say it not only because I commanded you to, but because you will want to. Because you know that when you say my name, you will be giving yourself to me in exchange for a moment of unparalleled pleasure. Imagine yourself speaking it softly. Mistress. Imagine yourself moaning it in pleasure. Mistress. Imagine yourself shouting it in eager submission. Mistress, which did you like best? When the time comes, how do you think you'll say it? Did just thinking about yourself saying my name feel good? Imagine what it will feel like when you actually say it. Just like when you imagine being with a woman. It feels good, but the feeling of actually being with a woman is a whole other realm of experience, as it is with speaking my name. Let yourself imagine the pleasure and realize just how much more there will be when you finally say it. Underneath my name on the chalkboard, I want you to write, "Come." When you say my name, you are going to come, and you're going to come hard. Imagine that, the sound escaping from your lips and the pleasure exploding in your cock. Can you believe that just saying a word can make you feel that good? Can you believe that just thinking about saying a word can make you feel as good as you do now? Now, I want you to write, "Submit." When you say my name, you are going to submit to me. You'll be my slave, and there will be no turning back. Imagine the sound of my name escaping your lips and your life as you know it fading away, turning it all over to me. We all say we want freedom, but deep down we know that happiness comes from submission. When I'm in control of you, your only worry will be to please me. The thought of being my slave brings a peace to your mind. To be a slave to the sound of my voice and to feel an eruption of pleasure. To come and to submit. Two desires that are building so strongly inside you. And you know both will happen through the power of saying my name. You want to say it, don't you? You want to experience unloading your cock and your life for me? Not yet. Be patient. Breathe. Let the chalkboard fade into darkness. Let all things pass outside your vision. Empty your thoughts. Empty your mind. Let the only thing that exists now be my voice and your cock. Breathe. Don't worry. I'll let you say my name soon, but we need some practice first. I need you to experience what it is like to speak the things I tell you to. And experience the effects that obeying me can have on your body. In a moment, we're going to count down from 3 to 1. And when I reach 1, I want you to say miss. You'll notice a tingling sensation in your body when you say it. Just thinking of you saying it. I can't wait to see your body react. Ready? Breathe in. 3, 2, 1. Miss. Say it again. Let the pleasure flood your whole body. Breathe. Remember to breathe deep and calm. Don't let yourself get overwhelmed by the feelings you're experiencing. Let my voice soothe you and lead you further into temptation. We're going to try a second word now. I'm going to count down again. And this time, I want you to say please. When you say please, you are giving control of your pleasure to me. And you know that giving control over to me will make your pleasure even stronger. This is a powerful truth worth repeating for my pet. Giving control to me will make your pleasure stronger. Let me be in command of you. If you want something from me, you must say please and hope you've been a good enough boy for me to give it to you. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Say it again. Now put the words together. Say, Miss, please. Did your body shudder a little? It knows what it needs. It needs to submit to me. But we're not there yet. Just two more words to go, and then I will let you fully submit. You may notice that as your cock gets harder from your obedience, the skin around it gets tighter and tighter. Feel it now. The sensation of swelling up so much. The nerves stretch out and become so sensitive. The breath from my voice alone could stimulate it. Cause it to burst. And the more you do as I say, the tighter the skin becomes. And the tighter the skin becomes, the more sensitive it feels, and the more you want to do what I say. When I count down this time, I want you to say tighter. You need it tighter. And you know I'm the only one who can make it tighter. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Tighter. There's pre-cum already. Put all three words together and feel it oozing out. Say them with me. Miss, please, tighter. The pleasure is only getting stronger the more you do as I say. But it isn't enough, is it? You're filled with lust, and lust is never satisfied. It always needs more. It always demands more. That my voice would envelop your cock completely and draw out all your cum. You know I could do it. You need me to do it. Imagine what it would be like to feel this pleasure you have now, but more. So much so that you begin to feel each of my words on your cock sliding up and down like a tongue, tracing each syllable in swirls around the head as it twitches and throbs with unfathomable sensations. But your lust demands even more than that. So much more pleasure that each word you speak back to me makes the sensation of my words more real. Each sound you utter, and each word you lustfully exhale, you need me to make it happen. You need me to make these feelings and sensations a reality. But you aren't in a position to demand anything from me. I want to hear you ask for it. The final word to speak for me is more. You want more pleasure from me? You have to ask. One more countdown. One more word to bring you into the deep pleasure of submission to me. Ready to ask for more? 3, 2, 1. More. Feel your submission to me. Feel yourself letting go and turning control over to me. More control, more pleasure. The two go hand in hand. Feel how hard and full your cock becomes just by doing what I say. Miss, please, tighter, more. Keep saying it. Don't stop. Let the words become part of your breathing. Let the sounds draw you deeper and deeper into pleasure and lust. Let your voice become desperate. Let the words come out as your throbbing cock demands you to submit to me. Beg me with your voice. Feel the pleasure build more and more, tighter and tighter. Feel the desire to come for me overwhelming your thoughts entirely. Feel your balls shift and ache as they long to release their load. Don't stop. Keep begging. Keep longing. I want to hear your moans through the words as you ache for submission and release. Let me hear your desperation. Remove all doubt that you want to be mine. You've already given in to me. Your resistance is gone. Your lust and desire for me have taken over. Keep asking. Keep begging. Keep pleasing me. Keep letting me know you are mine. Say it again. Again. Don't stop. As you keep talking, I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1. When I reach 1, I want you to say my name. I want you to submit. I want you to come. I want you to release everything and give it all to me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Say my name. Give in. Come for me. I want more. I want it all from you. Give it all to me. Slave. That's what you are now. My slave. My pet. My good boy. Don't worry. As long as you do what I tell you, I'll keep giving you that pleasure. Let your body relax for a moment. Go ahead. Say my name again as you sigh and release. Feel its control relax you in the wake of that explosion. Until next time, remember, you are mine now. If you ever doubt, just say my name again and feel the pleasure come back to you.